Hello and welcome to another daily FinTech news update by Connecting the Dots in FinTech. My name is René van Pelt, it's the 9th of February 2023 and today we talk about Klarna, Paris Hilton, Gemini and Genesis, PayU, Umba and Growth Blocks. Let's begin. Klarna adds Paris Hilton to its army of celebrities. In collaboration with her media company 1111 Media, Hilton has taken Snoop Dogg's original Get Smooth campaign with Klarna, added her own spin, combined with her catchphrase That's Hot and ended up with That's Smooth. On to some crypto-related news with Gemini and Genesis. Gemini Earn users are a step closer to recovering their money with an agreement announced between US cryptocurrency exchange Gemini, Genesis Global Capital LLC and Digital Currency Group. Gemini will contribute up to $100 million more for Earn users, and according to a press release sent to Decrypt, the terms of the agreement with Digital Currency Group includes the sale of Genesis Global Trading. Then we go on to India, where the usage of fintech app LazyPay by PayU was halted in a new crackdown. India's IT ministry has blocked the apps of fintech Kisht and PayU's LazyPay in a crackdown aimed to curb the misuse of consumer data. The LazyPay website has been blocked by several internet service providers in the country. A message on the website says the action was taken in compliance with the IT ministry's order. Nigerian digital bank Umba launches operations in Kenya. Umba is a digital bank built for Africa, aiming to open up banking services for Africa's vast underserved market. The startup aims to make it easier for consumers and SMEs to interact with banks and mobile money networks, providing a transparent, low-fee service that allows users to take control of their financial lives. Then last but not least, Danish startup Growth Blocks nets $6 million in seed funding to prevent growth companies from growing out of business. The startup is on a mission to help teams unleash their revenue potential and pave the way for sustainable growth for the companies. This investment will offer a breath of fresh air to CFOs who have been struggling with inaccurate revenue projections. That's it for today. Check in tomorrow for another daily FinTech news update.